Wow, you got the button right. I actually watched.
I know. You turned them on. And you're on TV.
I know.
I'm sure your mom is going
to
be happy.
I already waved to her. I waved to my mom.
So you can stream us on WGNradio.com. You can stream us live. And Kiki's mom is streaming live because she noticed that Kiki was not on TV. And now she is. And you're probably wondering.
She was a little upset that there were only two boxes of Kathy.
No, and now there's a Kiki box. So I should probably say it is the Kathy and Frank show. However, Frank is in San Francisco. So Kiki is joining us. Kiki's been on the show with us a couple of times.
Yep.
Kiki Luthringshausen.
Very good.
It's just easier to say Kiki.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit. What you do. Why don't you plug what you do?
Oh, well, so I do PR and marketing in food and beverage industry. I have my own agency with a partner. It's called Spoonfed Agency. And we work with clients actually globally. So Greece, LA, San Diego, Chicago.
If you need anyone to go to Greece.
I know. So I travel quite a bit, which is nice.
Yeah.
And it's always nice weather where I go.
Ugh. It's smart. You're in a good business. So
yes.
What's the website?
It's BeSpoonFed, BeSpoonFed.
Okay.
.com.
I'd like to be spoon-fed.
Yeah.
And it looks like our guest Elizabeth Alfano is in, and it looks like
there's goodies.
We might be spoon-fed soon.
Oh, you might be. Yes. Good call. Nice segue there, Kathy.
Thank you.
How the heck are you? It's been
fantastic.
A while since I've seen you.
You too.
Oh, gosh.
Years.
And you look great.
Well, thank you. So do you. Let me say, I love your hair.
Thanks.
I didn't recognize you.
Oh, my gosh. Little segue here. So I'm being featured in a film that's coming out in April called Grey is the New Blonde, and that's going to be out in movie theaters in April. So it's
really?
Yeah, a documentary about women who have like, okay, I'm sick of the double standard. I'm done with that. I'm going to go gray and rock it, and that's the end of that.
So, I have to watch it.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's going to be a great movie. I'm really excited.
Because I'm so gray. I'm not just a little bit. Now I started going gray in my 20s.
Me too.
So now I'm super gray, and I have never had the kahunas to, well, I've never had those anyway, but still, I've never had the guts to just let it go.
Yeah.
How did you let it grow out?
Yeah, what made you do it?
I wore a wig. I did, because I knew that I'd have to be in pictures and, you know, the rest of it. So I wore a wig, and I now refer to that wig as the squirrel, and I was just happy to get rid of the squirrel.
So you did that just for the growing out process?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so how long did that take?
About a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
It was awful, the grow out process. It was awful.
Whoa.
But then you're on the other side of it, and you're like, oh, this is kind of fly.
Because you have great hair anyway, so.
Yes.
It works for you.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I don't know if it works for me, but I feel great.
You
I
look
feel
great.
Like I'm also kind of you. I'm not doing that dye stuff. I'm, you know, it's messy. It's it's a huge
it's bad
hassle.
For you.
So, but I do have other treats for you besides my hair, which I'm so glad everybody loves.
Yeah.
So tell us what you brought.
Yes. So we're heading. So we're still Fat Tuesday today, which means
right.
we're getting all decadent. But we're heading into Lent,
mm-hmm.
and so sometimes people are looking for tasty meatless options. And of course, you can go to my website elizabethalfano.com for lots and lots of recipes. But the surefire way to get people to try something that's not meat is a Beyond Meat burger.
Now, I love Beyond Meat.
Oh, you've had it.
It's
a brand.
Get
it's
with the program.
Thing.
It's
oh.
so good. Well, I got you some.
All right.
Now, Kathy,
ready.
Have you ever had it?
I have not.
Okay. So I brought you no cheese.
Okay.
But you like bacon. Is that right?
I love bacon.
Okay. I'm handing this over.
I'm
doing the radio stretch. Okay. Here I go.
Okay.
Here I go.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Over. Here you go. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And then Kiki?
Yes.
This is enormous, by the way.
I know. Well, I wanted to wrap it well so that it could stay warm for you. Would you like a Beyond Burger?
I would love to.
Well, then here you go.
Is it dairy-free also?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you vegan?
Oh, yeah. Well, the only thing I eat is modified. I eat seafood.
Yes.
But I don't do dairy or meat.
Ooh, I'm stretching over again, the radio stretch. Yeah, so that's dairy-free as well. This comes from Veggie Grill, so props out to Veggie Grill for getting us everything that is warm and hot and dairy-free and meat-free. Veggie Grill was actually the first company to ever have Beyond Meat burgers, and of course, just wildly successful. I think they're opening their third location here in Chicago.
Pretty.
629 North Wells. Yeah, so I've got the deluxe burgers. You guys have the classic, solid Beyond Meat burgers. Now, I know you love your beef burgers, Kathy, so you got to bite into this and tell me honestly what you think.
All right, of course I'm taking a picture.
Good.
So,
good girl.
Wait, is this real bacon? It's not real bacon.
I'm going to let you figure that out.
I know my bacon, and that is not real bacon. So
hold
because
on,
if
people.
It's a meatless veggie, if it's coming from Veggie Girl Kathy, stupid,
wait, this is
not
messy.
Real bacon.
Are you taking a bite?
Okay, I'm gonna.
Oh, I have napkins for everybody.
Okay, we're gonna need them. So we're taking a bite. Are the buns gluten free? Probably not.
And that's okay.
I'm gonna guess no, but I know that there's no dairy in the buns. No eggs, no milk.
I see some special sauce.
Woo.
What's the special? It looks like Thousand Island,
but it's dairy free.
Okay. Wait, what kind of bacon is on yours?
It looks good.
I love Beyond Meat. I cook with it at home all the time.
Me too.
Here.
In fact, I just made...
throw a piece of bacon to you.
Okay.
Is it real? I don't eat bacon. No, look, I caught it, by the way.
Oh, I wish
everybody
could
watching
see this.
Or streaming
the visuals.
This. I just want everybody to see
okay.
that.
Your mom's
yes.
high-fiving.
Yeah.
The visuals of flying
wait, so
vegan bacon.
This?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's.
It looks like some kind of seed or nut.
Mm, your bacon's good.
Is it?
It's super good.
Mm-hmm.
I bet, Kathy, if you try the bacon, I bet you wouldn't even know.
Somebody's coming in for some food.
Oh, I see. People want food. Oh, hey.
I'm just going to look.
Yes, here. Okay. I was just about to open this. Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
Good to see you. So I have a deluxe burger here.
Okay,
got
that's not
some
bad.
Vegan bacon, some cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's, listen to
no,
me.
No, I know it's good. Are you kidding?
I hope you brought some for the producer, too.
You try it. Here, have some.
I'll be honest.
Mike wants some.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mike, want to cut my burger in half?
Because it's not going to serve anyone if we're not being truthfully honest. Okay.
I know. Oh, this
do you
is
not like
mine.
It, Kathy?
No, I like it because I've grown up on meat and cheeseburgers, and I love cheeseburgers. It's obviously not the same, but it's good. So one of the things I've learned in adjusting to new diets, I've had to try to keep gluten and dairy out of my diet, blah, blah. And...
you were like the queen of changing diets, by the way. Every time I talk to you, you're on a different diet, a different cleanse.
I know. Well,
every time.
It's because going through this mold detox, there's different stages. So I've had to go through autoimmune protocol diet. I've had to go through low histamine diet. All these different kinds of diets. Do you like it, Andrea?
I do.
Okay, let's get her up to the mic. From here on out, we're just
Kathy.
Chewing.
It's really good.
It is good.
It's different.
Good.
I like it.
So I actually used the sausages and I cut them out of the casings.
The Beyond Meat sausages.
Mm-hmm. The Beyond Meat sausages
good.
And I cut them out of the casings and used it like ground meat.
The spice on those is so good.
So I make like Mexican bowls with the ground.
I make chilaquiles with that.
Yeah.
I also, you guys know Joel Murray, right? Quintessential Joel Murray, whom I love. He's a meat eater. And I was like, oh, and we're friends. We see each other sometimes in LA. And I'm like, okay, you name me your favorite meat dish and I will make it plant-based. So he's like, okay, I challenge you. Pasta bolognese. And I was like, oh, I so got your number.
Okay.
So I made it with Beyond Meat crumbles. So good.
So explain to me this, and we have to take a break pretty soon, but explain to me this Beyond Meat, because you guys are talking about that. Is it a brand that you can go get in the store?
Sure thing. Yeah, it's at Whole Foods, and
Whole
it's
Foods.
At Veggie Grill, and it's at Epic Burger, and but all throughout Whole Foods, and I think even other places now, too. And you're starting to see it creep up on menus. Just of regular meat places, you know.
Kevin Hickey, Kevin Hickey at the Duck Inn uses it as
example,
for the hot dogs. He makes an awesome corn dog, and he uses Beyond Meat's hot dog.
Yeah, because they're so close.
The vegan option.
If anyone can make that taste good, Kevin
Hickey.
Oh, it's
going to be Kevin. Yeah, for sure.
But, he does an amazing job.
I mean, you have to remember, so we picked these up like 45 minutes ago. That we've got Uber, came over here. So imagine hot off the grill.
Right.
Like really in a restaurant or in your backyard.
Awesome.
Hot off the grill. They're super good.
They're still good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I do have a funny story. When you sent me, Elizabeth, the information about, you know, Lent starting tomorrow and going vegan and perhaps a challenge. So we are going to talk about that coming up. I do have... it's a funny story to me.
I can't wait for the challenge.
You might not think it's funny, but we are going to find out what the Pope and I have in common.
Okay.
Coming up next on WGN. All right. It's WGN 749, the Kathy and Frank Show. Frank is out of town in San Francisco, hopefully doing something fun, having a good time. We are eating Beyond Burgers?
Yes, we are.
That's what they're called from the Veggie Grill.
Yes, although who still has their burger? I think you two snarfed your burgers down during
the commercial. I completely snarfed mine down.
I ate almost the whole thing.
Yeah,
okay. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't have taken another bite. I would have said, I'm on the air. I don't eat when I'm on the air.
Yeah, because you're a picky eater.
I am a little bit.
You don't like when I refer to you as that, but you're a picky eater.
I know. You'd be proud of me, though. When I was in Phoenix, there was a festival. It was outside. I had exposed skin outside.
Yowza.
Short sleeves.
Wow.
All night. It was fantastic. So I'm at this festival and they had a bunch of food trucks. And I didn't want to walk all the way back and get the burger that looked really good. So there was this one food truck and she said they had tacos. That was a special of the night. So I said, okay, I'll get those. What's in them? And she said, it's all veggie. I'm like, what? It looks like hamburger meat. Hold on, I have to burp.
You know, I was waiting for that.
That's the joy of Beyond Meat in the radio station.
Just what listeners want to hear is us chewing in the mic then Kathy burping.
And that is, you know, real meat. That's what happens. So.
I know. I drink water and I burp. So it's just it's in our family. But anyway, so I said, okay, they look good. I'll get them. You guys, I inhaled those tacos.
Were they veggie tacos?
They were veggie tacos.
So what looked like meat?
I don't know. So I asked her. I said, what is this that looks like meat? And she goes, it's all vegetables. I said, I know you said that, but what kind of vegetables? I want to make these on my own. She goes, I can't tell you. It's my secret. I'm like, oh, no.
I wonder if it was something local there.
I don't know.
I wonder if she used maybe like jackfruit from Upton's Naturals, which is a Chicago-based company, and they do seitan and things like that. And also they use young jackfruit, and sometimes that's put in tacos, or maybe Beyond Meat.
I'm wondering if it was, she said it was all vegetables. I wonder if it was like eggplant.
I have a feeling Kathy couldn't decipher what vegetable she was eating.
Well, also, you know, Beyond Meat is
vegetables.
Because
I know
vegetables.
Kathy.
I know, and I don't.
Pretty sure she just didn't know what she was eating.
Well, no. There's always that.
There is. So, and then I have to tell another story. When you sent me the information about this girl asking the Pope to go vegan for Lent.
Genesis Butler.
And we'll talk about that in a second. So I have a bit of a confession to make. I was hungry. And I hadn't eaten in hours. And for me, that's a long time. So the only thing I had handy was a beef jerky. And it was grass-fed. I think because it's grass-fed, I feel better. No, it's Paleo Valley. I love the brand. It's grass-fed. And it's really good. And it just, in a bind, in a pinch, if I need something. And I thought, well, look at you watching this video about going
vegan and eating a beef jerky.
Yes, but you know, you bring up something that I think is a great point in that it's really not an all or nothing game. It's not a zero sum game. You're just finding the statistics are showing that people are just rolling back their meat intake. So the biggest growth in the plant-based area is coming from meat eaters. And they're just, you know, meatless Monday and no meat on Fridays. You know, they're just rolling it back a little bit. And the more they do it, the more they like it, they feel better, then they roll it back a little more. But yeah, it doesn't have to be a zero-sum
game. I feel a lot better since doing it. I did it a year ago, and I feel a lot better.
And what was the impetus for you?
Actually, my dad. My dad had some health issues. He had a stroke, and then somebody suggested that he actually go plant-based, like one of the physician assistants. And I said, you know, sympathy diet, I'll do it with you. But one of my doctors had suggested it too. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, I'll do it with you.
And I was floored when you did it.
I call it vegan.
Instead of vegan?
I call it vegan because I'm vaguely...
you can say both, right? Vegan,
well,
vegan.
Well, it's vegan, but I call it vegan because we're vaguely... Because I eat seafood. I don't do dairy and I don't do meat.
Oh, so that's
seafood.
Like a...
So it's more of a modified. So I call it vaguely vegan.
That's better than all these. There's so many different.
There's so many different word categories.
My dad does the same thing. Yeah. So he'll eat seafood and.
And how's he doing? Because you go to so many restaurants, and so it's kind of weird. No,
I will tell you that the chefs that I work with don't love that I'm eating this way. Yeah. Oh,
wait, I had to burp and turn my mic off. Sorry.
They do not love.
But that's changing too, I find.
But they don't mind vegans in general. They just don't like that I did it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So tell us about Genesis. She's a 12-year-old, and we do have to break for news in a bit. But tell us about her, because this is a pretty incredible story.
It is an incredible story. So she's a 12-year-old animal lover from Long Beach. And the Pope, in his encyclical letter, said, you know, everyone needs to start thinking about changing their lifestyle for the planet. And so he's referring to animal agriculture and that the impact that it has on our environment and, you know, eating meat as a way of reducing some of that impact. And also he said, we need to be kind to all beings, not just human beings, but all beings. Well, Genesis, this 12-year-old girl, really took that to heart. So she said, okay, people give up meat during Lent. You're the Pope. You just said... Well, then, gosh.
You can't be a hypocrite, right?
So has he responded?
So he has not responded yet. And I'm not surprised because it's been some tricky press times for the Vatican, as you've seen.
He's the Pope, too. He's a little busy.
Yeah, no, he's a little busy. And, you know, recently they've been responding to so many other things going on right now. So it's a little bit of a tricky time, I think, for them. But I give her such props for coming out and being so strong at 12 to say, you know, I'm speaking on her behalf now. But from her perspective, she really sees the difference between right and wrong, and she follows his words sort of to the letter. So she's saying, how can you get behind this kind of suffering? So
okay. So real quick, do you have some tips for people to go vegan?
Oh, yes.
If they
want to
attempt it at least during Lent.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So first of all, hit up my website, elizabethalfano.com, because I have lots and lots of recipes, and I do lots of interviews with people, so you'll get lots of tips from there. But I would really venture into the brands that have done it right. So Beyond Meat, it's really hard for people to tell that it's not meat, particularly when it's right hot off the grill. Mm-hmm. There's also the Impossible Burger, the Light Life Burger, which is a company that's right here in Chicago, Greenleaf Foods. They're coming out with something. So there are a lot of companies out there that are making a difference in this area. So you can try one of those because you know it's going to work. Like we were just saying, everyone ate their Beyond Meat burger and couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
So I would try one of those. And then don't beat yourself up. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Just do a little try, see how you feel.
There's so many resources, too. I know a lot of people have to be careful if they're going to go vegan. I mean, if you're going to go all in, if you decide to do that for Lent, obviously do some research and make sure you're doing it properly, because you can get, I'm sure, like the keto flu, you can get the vegan flu, you can get sick if you don't do it properly.
Well, that's interesting, because I've been doing it 3 years
I've actually
years
been
now,
healthier
and
since
I've been
done
so much.
It.
I haven't been sick in 3 years.
No,
it's
but
really
I,
been wonderful.
But I mean, when you first did it, do you feel sluggish? Like, do you go through a bit of a detox? Because
I didn't
all
either.
Of a sudden,
I felt
oh, that's
so much
awesome.
Better.
Well, I wonder if that's just with keto and the keto flu, because it's such a drastic change for a lot of people. But regardless, if you want to try it, then by all means. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you for
you
the
guys,
food,
great
too.
To be here. I'm so
thank
glad you.
You
liked your burgers. And always, Kathy, great to see you, both of you, of course. Great to see you, but great to be with you.
You too. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And your website again?
ElizabethAlfano.com. Hit me up, peeps.
Not Alfonso.
Nope, sorry.
Alfano. And it's E-L-Y-S-A.
Yeah, a little tricky there. E-L-Y-S-A-B-E-T-H.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, look, you even got applause.
Well, thank
That's
you,
nice.
Michael.
Okay, so after the news break, we're going to talk about, you know what? If you love him, stop saying these five things.
I loved this list.
It's coming up after the news, but we're first going to take a break at 7:58 on WGN.